Even, you know, before they electrocute somebody, they put them in the chair to make sure the headrest is adjusted right so they get maximum voltage. So they get maximum voltage! And one of the trustees was bolting Bundy into the chair just to make sure everything was adjusted. And Bundy, you know, needless to say, was a little depressed about the whole thing. And he's kind of slouching in the chair, making the proper strapping of him impossible. So that orderly kind of chuckled and said, "Hey, Bundy, straighten up and fry right. Straighten up and fry right. Straighten up and fry right. Cool down, Papa, don't you blow your top. Ain't no use in squirming. Before too long, you'll be burning. So straighten up and fry right. Cool down, Papa, don't you blow your top. Fry right." And they all had a good laugh. Bundy hissing and snarling at them. But I think the piece de resistance happened last night when all those hardened cons gathered in the alleyway there. They have a place where they get recreational space and they can jog and everything. And there are about like 50 guys that got out there because they know exactly where Bundy's cell is located. And they all stood under there and they joined hands and they started singing an ode to Bundy that kind of brought a tear to the warden's eye. "Yes, for a while you were at large, but now you're gonna get the maximum charge. Bye-bye, Bundy. For a while you were on the loose, but now they'll flip the switch that'll give you the judge. Bye-bye, Bundy. No one can help you are sad and crying. Before too long, your dingleberries will be frying. There was a time that you were at large, but now the time has come for the maximum charge. Bundy, bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, Bundy. AMF, you maggot.
Nobody else.